Blog Talk Radio.
How was the flight?
Rolling. I'm still fucking shot. Welcome, everyone. I hope I can get through this show with my hoarse voice. Thankfully, I have a guest co-host today, none other than the man I slept with all weekend, Dave Comerica Muscle Goyes. Hi, David. I guess that was more of a fucking, with air quotes, I should have used my favorite fucking gay things in the world, air quotes. Yes, not much sleep to be had over the weekend in sunny Sin City, fucking Las Vegas. And I don't even know where to begin. Do you think the Nevada State Athletic Commission was at fault for the death of Apollo Creed in Rocky IV, son of Sammy Davis Jr.? Oh, yes, I believe they should not have licensed Apollo. He was too old, and fucking Ivan Drago fucking sent him to the showers in more ways than one. I am not going to be going to the Ruby Classic, unfortunately. Too much plane traveling in 1 month alone. But, Dave, I don't know how you made out when you got home yesterday, but I was fucking beat, and I still am.
It was rough, man. I didn't go to the gym at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. like I normally do. I actually slept till 7:30, and that was cool, man. I was so beat from last night. I was in bed by 7:30 at night.
I went to bed, probably about 10:30-ish last night. I did get up my normal time and go to the gym this morning. It was not an easy one, but I got through it. I did what I had to do. And I got here, and I don't have much energy. I cannot lie. A little fucking fizzled out.
I took Explicit Labs pre-workout. Well, I have enough fucking energy for the both of us right now, dude.
Good.
I took this shit at 7:30, and I'm still flying.
Good, because we're going to need it, man.
We went to the Vegas, right? I weighed myself for my channel. I was 196.5. This morning I weighed myself. You know what this weekend did to me?
What did you put on?
Easy change.
Oh, that'll go back down, though. You'll see that. As soon as you get back on your normal diet, you'll go.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't go on the scale this morning at the gym. I should have, but I didn't. But I wish I did, so tomorrow I'll do that. That'll give me a good read. Everybody was laughing because Dave was wearing white socks with his black Nike sneakers. I wear white socks with my black sneakers sometimes, so I don't know. Son of Sammy Davis.
Black and white goes with everything. I'm not racist.
Mason, what's up? Mason, you would have been fucking fit right in like a glove this weekend. But, wow, will you cover Jason Genova's Ruby Classic competition online? I guess we will. I'm sure Jason will be tweeting and whatever else about it. But, I don't even know where to begin as far as everything that went on Olympia, obviously what we are fun that we had, but actual Olympia itself, all the what's happening with the IFBB, NPC thing. Now there's a new thing that popped up this morning, the Two Bros Productions.
Fill me in, dude. I've been so busy. Fill me in.
Well, basically, it's Chickalove involved in it. It's four shows that are going to be held in 2018 in the UK. So we're going to get Shoesmith on that one, which I actually just was texting each other a couple of 5 minutes ago, me and the Shoey. And it's four shows in the UK that if you win that, you get IFBB Pro cards. And what was the other thing? Oh, there's no money to – you don't have to pay money to enter the show or something. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. Thoughts on no white athletes in the top eight in Mr. L. Whatever happened to be affirmative action, Joe? Fucking Sammy, you're a fucking maniac. But holy shit. So there's so much going on. Dave, I swear to God, where do we start?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you for that opportunity, dude. You flying me in, and you gave me so many motherfucking opportunities this week. You want it. You were like, Dave, interview this one. Dave, interview that one.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
But it was like such an experience, and I actually love interviewing people. I know what I can tell you what I took away from the weekend.
What?
Was the fetishes, dude. I'm still blown away by the fetishes, the Johns, as I call them, you know.
Oh.
The Johns. That's what female bodybuilders get. Dude, I walked away, you know, I don't even know how long. How long was me and Alyssa Ann talking for? This whole weekend.
A long time.
Dude, that girl, that she's...
She fucking rules.
That's fun, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Crystal, her husband.
Oh, my... Crystal and Rich are a power couple, bro. I love them.
Oh, they're amazing. I'm going to... Hey,
there's Crystal.
Come to California.
There's Crystal. They're on the air. I love fetishes. Well, I have enough of them on my own. I didn't even need to talk to some of those schmoes at the fucking bar.
You're dead man in you. And everything around you know what your fucking fetishes are. I thought I was going to leave that. I have nothing. I'm like a missionary guy after listening to you.
I was giving people descriptions of hot lunches and glass bottom boats and all of this, and they were just... Bro, I feel like I'm still drunk because my head's still spinning from everything that went on. And it was crazy, man. And first of all, I want to thank you for being there, first of all, and for bringing Kevin to the table. Speaking of fetishes, I mean, we won't go there, but your buddy, though, who did our video stuff with us, was a fucking champ. So I thank you and him for being part of the team, first of all. And and at one point, Kevin's like, no, man, I'm not, you're not MSM. Get the fuck over here. And we took the picture with the strength cut. Get the fuck over here, man. And there's Thea Renee joining. Oh my God. Thea, you are just a champ. You and Mike, your beauty in you. And I was speaking to Thea and Renee and Mike, crazy Mike, after the fucking Rich says hello from his flip phone. Hi, Rich. It's like, fuck, beam me up, Scotty, one of those things. Why was Leslie Jones? Who is Leslie Jones, Mason? I saw that comment and I was like, who is the drunkest, Joe? Shoesmith, without a doubt. Fucking Chewy.
Yeah,
Chewy took the fucking cake. But Thea and Mike, I'm actually in negotiations with them now as we speak. They're going to be MSM sponsored athletes. Thea for her bodybuilding stuff and women's physique, but she's doing it for Igno. And Mike on his Spartan races. This is, like I said, just we were texting at the fucking airport Sunday morning. So that's that. You know, I still have to talk to them, but I just want to make that announcement. How's Paulo? You know what? I actually I DM'd Caleb about 2 minutes ago, and I 2 minutes before the show started, and I asked about Paulo because it looked like he did tear his bicep, and I have a great picture, a still picture of the rep when the injury happened. And Paulo was on this show a while ago with Greg and I on the radio show, and he's a great fucking dude. So I hope it's not a bad fucking injury for him at Super League, but he was he looked fucking huge. I mean, he fucking Paulo was in fucking sick shape, bro. I don't know what everyone is talking about, but it didn't look like homos in those shirts. You guys totally didn't look. Oh, thank you, Mason, because we had the pink shirts on. Yes, I'm wearing this shirt today. This is available also on the store page. Fucking $15 free shipping, and the pink is $10 free shipping. Had so much fun. Hey, crazy, there he is. We were fucking texting and DMing all morning too. New York Fit Barber. Hey, Joe, how was the Olympia? I was saying at the beginning of the show, Barber, we don't even know where to fucking start. R.I.P. Rich Piana. Olympia needed him, wasn't the same. I agree. R.I.P. Rich Piana. We had a great time with the 5%. They invited us to breakfast, so I thank them for that, especially Caleb. Yeah. And that was a touching moment.
You got to thank Nation. They watch.
Oh, fuck. Where do we start with them?
Hospitality like you wouldn't believe.
I don't think my comments were working. I saw some from you before, Crystal, but I see that one, so you go. And the thongs, yes. I have, oh my God, Dave. Thea sent me a fucking photo of her in the thong, and I said, can I use this? Or is it, you know, she's like, yeah, sure. Because I wasn't going to post it without her permission.
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. She is just one of the most gorgeous women in the fucking world. So
my wife knows her. She looks at her, and my wife's like, that's a beautiful girl. I was like, you should see her in person. Like, her pictures does not do her justice.
The fucking shoulders, holy shit. PJ Braun wanted Hawk's girlfriend. It wasn't all over the Get Big. It was all over the Get Big. Oh, I got to go check that out. Holy shit. Send the thong pic immediately. I will do a post with the thong pic. Star somewhere. What do you think, Ram? Oh, for actual Olympia itself. We'll get to that in a second. We're trying to talk about our fucking drinking and shit. Oh, guys, you're so awesome. Thank you, Thea. Your hair is amazing. I mean, everybody's talking about her shoulders. Obviously, her body all over. But you have beautiful hair. And she told me it was down to her fucking ass. Because you can never see it. She has it pulled back. But in person, I saw with the pigtails. But it's fucking just, oh, Jesus. Mike, you're a lucky cocksucker. That fucking prick. Is there going to be one? Olympia Arnold standing. You know, who the fuck, this whole NPC thing, I don't have enough details on it.
Yeah, that was kind of tough to run on because it was just, a couple of them posts?
It was, yeah, it was from the international side. Mannion didn't make the announcement, and then this Chicharillo thing. So it looks like what they're trying to do, and this is theory time, bro, so I don't want to, you know, I'm just speculating, that because IFBB International is broken off from the IFBB Pro League, the people that are competing as amateurs in Europe, what do they get? How do they get a pro card? So that's why I think this bro, two bros thing comes into play, because they're going to give IFBB pro cards, this thing with Chicharillo. And it just popped up on, I think it was on RX this morning. I think I saw it. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. Yeah, you are lucky. Yes, but we're all going to be lucky together, Mike, now that we're a trio. No, there's no truth to the rumor that I signed them so I can try to watch them have sex. No. Mason, I beat you to the punch. I knew it was coming. Joe Wen. Hey, Joe, what's up, bro? We met so many cool people out there. The guys, the interviews that we have on video, I have to still go through fucking Kevin's fucking videos, but Jay Cutler, Tony Huge, Coach Trevor, Nathan Diasha,
Strength
Cartel. How could I? That was the one that you fucking had. Oh my.
Muscle Military. You got Cam. You got,
yeah,
Ryan Kennedy.
All of them.
KC from Primeval Labs.
Yes. The Seth Faroch.
Jerry,
did we do Jerry on video? I don't even know if we did.
No, man, I sat there and just bullshitted with Jerry. Jerry's my boy.
I forgot the video.
You and Jerry, because I look at Jerry as a friend.
Yeah, me too. But Jerry's fucking aces. But you mentioned Robert Engel from Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition, and Little Debbie, his son, and his girlfriend April was a sweetheart. She was a doll. Oh, Robert's girlfriend.
Stop.
Robert Engel Jr. from Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition was like our personal escort everywhere. He got us to the front of the line. He drove us everywhere in his beautiful Mercedes man's car. It was fucking, we had a fucking blast. So I'm going to be talking to Robert because he and I are going to be doing a lot of cool shit together. And we're kind of like helping each other out. PumpedUpFitnessNutrition.com. Go there. You can purchase 5% nutrition products at the same price that 5% their 5% nutrition site charges. He does free delivery if it's over $125, and he does local delivery if you live in Vegas for like fucking $10 or something like that. So, So Robert is the aces, and I have to talk to him about some other shit too, man. But I will talk to you after the show, after we cut off the air, Dave. But there's some good, you know, good, and I don't know. I'll leave it at that. Hey, Deb, there you go. Andrew, thanks for the fucking support. Joe, Andrew, are you fucking kidding me? Thank you for everything. Rock, what's going on, Big Joe? Oh, man, a lot. So, I guess.
One of the things that was, like, hard, because this was the very first time I've ever left my wife in 10 years. So, like I told you, that shit was hard. It, you know, but my wife was, like, very supportive. She's like, oh, go. This is a great career opportunity, this, that, and the other. here's the secret, guys. I just want to put this out there. So for all you men that are single and you want to talk to ladies, or if you're married, especially if you're married, put them in a friend zone. If you tell a lady that you're taking, guarantee you their guards are down and they talk to you like friends, which was the most important thing. Like, Alyssa Ann, dude, like, she was my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how many girls I ended up talking to this weekend, but they're all in the friend zone, and I love that, because as soon as you take out that expectation of I wanna get down your pants, hey, cool as shit, man.
You were bullshitting, yeah. We were just fucking bullshitting.
Fun.
Do I think Rami should have won? All right, let's talk a little contest stuff. Even though we, you know, I did read on RX Muscle that MD was refused credentials also. Now, somebody posted that on RX. Now, does that mean it's true? I don't know. Even Dave himself looked at me when I asked him that at the Olympia, because he didn't hear it. But somebody on their forum board posted that. So we were refused credentials by AMI, Flex, Olympia, whatever. So we did not go to the show. That doesn't mean that we didn't cover the show, though, because we were there. We covered, like I said, I wasn't there to fucking say who should have finished in fourth and figure. I give a fuck. But obviously, we're bodybuilding, so we're going to talk about the actual show. So I was not in the arena, although Crystal did have offer us the tickets that she got handed to her. But
yeah,
we had Kevin coming from the airport and shit, so we couldn't go. So we could have been there the first night, Friday night, but we wouldn't have been able to go on Saturday. But whatever, that's beside the fucking point. If you want me to cover your fucking show, you got to give me fucking press passes and credentials. But I'll just cover it as somebody that's covering it as the sport of bodybuilding. Do I think Rami should have won the show? No, and I'll tell you exactly why I don't think Rami should have won the show. You do need to knock out the champ. I'm old school. I don't think you beat the champ on a decision like in boxing. I think if it goes the full 15, unless the champ got crushed in every round and he just didn't get knocked out, that's the only time. So if you're going to correlate that to the bodybuilding world, the champ has to come in out of condition and you have to really fucking beat every fucking body part you have to beat him in. Phil Heath was not out of condition. Yes, he did have a distended belly. He did have a gut. I will say that. Probably I think only one other year he had a gut, and last year he looked much better than he did this year, but he wasn't horrible per se. He was aesthetic. Rami, on the other hand, from the back shots, was not near Phil Heath. So I think Phil Heath, because Rami, for him, looked really tight. He's usually spilt over. So Rami looked really, really good as far as, being in shape, but was weak from the back. Phil, on the other hand, was strong on every fucking pose except the gut part. I can't deny that. I can't ignore that as well. So did he knock out the champ, Rami? No, but he was goddamn fucking close. But we were watching it on the fucking feed.
What's it on the live feed?
Amazon feed with Sean Ray and Dan Solomon, who I thought did a really good job. We weren't really listening to I wasn't sitting on every word, but I thought they did a great job. And Dan always, I love Dan. He does a great job. That's why I think Rami should not have beat him, is because he didn't knock him out. What do you think, Dave? You were watching the same thing I was.
Well, I throw in a lot of politics. As a bodybuilding fan, you put in a lot of politics in a play.
Yes.
This is my opinion, so this is in Muscle Sport Mag. So, guys, if you're going to give press passes, don't blame Joe. Blame me on this one. Sorry, Joe. But it's a bunch of bullshit politics. Phil Heath is the most unmarketable Mr. Olympia, in my opinion, ever. He's a cocky son of a bitch. We've seen him walk through that auditorium.
Yeah.
I've never seen such an arrogant ass in my life.
I agree with
but
that.
But here comes the thing with Big Rami. Big Rami's English.
Politics, I think, play a part in Rami not winning as well for different reasons. Yeah.
But as far as bodybuilding physique, Marcus Rule, he reminds me, Big Rami reminds me a lot of Marcus Rule.
Yeah.
Some hot day back in the day. He's got that blocky freak factor. So did he do enough proportion-wise? Because this is still a bodybuilding show.
Yeah.
Where Phil Heath fucked up on the proportion was his fat-ass gut.
Yes.
But extra big calves that don't match the calves. I mean,
quads, yeah.
That doesn't match the calves.
Hams are smaller.
Bodybuilding has never once been judged on calves, by the way, which I really think that should be a part of the process.
Yeah, but just aesthetic-wise, you're saying symmetry, symmetrical and aestheticness, Rami is not matched up all around.
Phil Heath is. Enough to dethrone the champ, which completely sucks. William Bonick was absolutely great coming in number three. I'm proud of that.
Fuck
man.
Yeah.
I've been saying for years, future Mr. Olympia.
You were right on. You were on him early on in the game, and you're definitely right about him.
But I think the real story is Dex to fall into fourth, and Sean Roden from second to fifth.
Sean was off. We said that night. He didn't even look. I didn't even recognize him. He looked total. I mean, not just the hair.
I didn't recognize him in the hair.
But all right, the cover of, I think it was the spring or something. Hang on, let me look for it. I have it here.
The Crystal says prejudging had William Bonick in second by the scorecard. And I'm not surprised, man. William Bonick is like a bodybuilder. He's got everything in proportion. And this is not being racist whatsoever, so don't take it this way.
I'll take it that way.
I think where Bonick falls in is he's too dark. I don't think he needs the pro tan. I mean, just throw some oil on it. I was talking to Crystal's husband, Rich. And if you just throw some oil on him, his cuts will show.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's the one knock on him is he's actually too dark to highlight his body.
You're right. Here's the cover of the, what is this, winter 2013 issue of our magazine. This is Sean. Now, there is a banner in front of a cover in his waist a little bit because we put the cover teases. But you can see the V taper on that is ridiculous, right? Now, let me see. In the feature story I wrote on Sean, was there – I don't know if there's – let me see if there's another thing. Here's another shot of him from back in that time. That's a shot from the Arnold. The other one was from the Olympia. Where the fuck is this fucking article? Oh, I'm a mess, Dave. You got to excuse me. I can't fucking find it now. But you get the picture. Sean Roden obviously looks very different from what he looks here. Now, you could say, well, he's bigger now. He's also bigger in the belly. He lost that V taper, in my opinion. So I don't think that he looks better now. I think he should have stood the course with that look, because when he finished in third a few years back, he had that look, and I think he should have stuck with it. I don't think he should have tried to put himself to beat Phil Heath, to get bigger than Phil Heath. I'll go back and say what I had said before. Rami will never win an Olympia because he spills over. I don't think he spilled over this time. Rolly did, but Rolly finished sixth, which is his best. So he looked pretty good compared to what he's looked in the past at the Olympia stage, on the Olympia stage. Rami, I think this is the thinking, I think. The IFBB or whatever, maybe in the back of their head, they're thinking, if we reward this guy with a title, and it's not saying it's racist because he might be ISIS, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, we all know what the Camel Crew is. If you go to Kuwait and you just load up on fucking drugs. So if you reward that, what does that show everybody? We all know it's all drugs as it is. But Rami is like a fucking, he's just over the top with the drugs. I feel that they won't give it to a guy like him because I don't think he'll ever be in the perfect condition and being symmetrical like he wasn't now. But also the drug Kuwait, whole Camel Crew oxygen gym aspect. Do you agree or disagree with that, Dave?
I disagree. I think there's a lot more than that anabolic chicken going on in Kuwait. I spoke with Umash, which is like best friends with Kai Green for hours this week.
Yeah, we were hanging out with him. Yep.
So he's from that area and what. Now, take the drugs out of the factor. The thing that they have going for them, besides it's a cheaper cost of living and everything is paid for these athletes to go to Kuwait, is they're fed. All they do is eat, sleep, and train. That's a big difference than here in America where they got more pressure. It's almost like, the way Umash put it to me, it's almost like a prison camp setting where if you did not love the sport of bodybuilding, you would absolutely hate it because it's a regimen. So that regimen helps them grow a lot more than here in America. Not saying that the anabolics doesn't play a factor. I'm just saying there's more factors than anabolics.
But what do the guys over here do besides that? the top pros.
Personal training, you know.
Not the top guys.
Yeah, but these guys, some of them have actual jobs.
Dexter, Roden, Phil, those guys, they don't fucking, they compete once a year, really.
They're traveling. Dexter runs a whole promotion himself. These people do promotions. They're out of the limelight, so they're running around doing guest posing, this, that, and the other, to make an extra buck. They're sponsored athletes. They're getting paid to do this kind of stuff.
Valid point.
These guys are there in Kuwait. They're
they don't live. They don't leave. Yeah. They don't go out and guest pose or go do fucking promotions for fucking supplement companies and shit. That's a good point. All right. No, you're right. But the top guys don't have a fucking job, really, you know. And I don't mean job like a lunch pail and fucking, you know, it's turning a wrench under a sink. I'm talking about like thing and shit like that. Those guys don't, you know, they just basically make money off of their sponsorships. But the Kuwait guys, they really don't, you know, they're Rami's got the GAT stuff, but I don't think they just use photos more of him. He's not on the GAT tour, you know.
Hey, Caleb. Big C. Logged in.
What's
brother,
up, Caleb?
Thank you for the hospitality this week.
Absolutely.
During that tribute to Rich Piana, that was such a memorable experience for all of us. And I honestly appreciate that. The tribute you said to him was very heartfelt, and it was an overwhelming sense of Rich actually being there, and that's just something I'll never forget.
Yeah.
You could tell Caleb spoke from the heart.
Oh, fuck so, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, Caleb, thank you for the hospitality you showed, man.
Thank you, bro.
What you did at Brighton here was, it's a completely controlled environment over there, something that we don't have in America. Exactly, Caleb. That's what I said.
Yeah.
A lot of them stressful situations are out. So just to even I think I read Crystal wrote, they're told what to eat, when to eat, how to go to bed, how to train, what insulin to take, the right amount. I mean, it's different here in America where you have these distractions. Honestly, I think Ishmael told me they don't even watch TV.
You know, but it is a little odd, but I guess those are the guys that, you know, they need to put themselves, like those, like the Brandon Currys and John De La Rosas and Victor's, they went there for a few months, but Rami's like 12 months over there. But I still think it's the drug aspect. It's so obvious with this Camel Crew thing that I think that it would be like, all right, to be a Mr. Olympia, you have to be a Camel Crew type of drug fucking warrior. And it's bad enough as it is, the stigma attached to the bodybuilding and the fucking sizes of these guys, that I don't think that would help it in any way, even at with the negativity that Heath purports as far as the fans don't liking him and not liking him and shit like that. I think the lesser of two evils would be for them to say Heath's a baby and to not to give the Rami, the drug experiment bodybuilder.
Who do you think, in your opinion, and you guys weigh in on this, please, too, because I'm really kind of curious, between Phil Heath and Rami, who's a better representation of the sport team?
Great question.
I would really love to see the interaction that you guys say. Phil Heath, an arrogant cunt, or Rami that can't barely speak English?
I'm going to say...
What is your opinion?
I'm going to say Phil is the lesser of two evils in that same answer for your question. What do you...
More optimal in your eyes.
In a way. What do you say, Dave?
From everything that I've read or seen of Rami, he's a nice guy. He actually takes the time, like Kai Greene, to look you in your eye and get to know you as a person, even with that language barrier, which to me says a lot. But I think it comes down to who the IFBB wants to get. See, here we go. Rami all day, man.
I've read all Ramis. Not one Phil so far. I got like four Ramis.
My lifestyle says Rami.
Crystal Crazy said Rami. Crystal. Rami. Yeah.
Crystal says Rami.
Yeah.
Phil Heath is a conceited fake ass bitch.
Melody doesn't like Phil.
What's up, girl?
Yeah.
She's
cool.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite 5%ers.
Yeah.
Such a good lady.
Good people. Jim says Rami. Jim Lineman. Told you, Thea, that PJ Braun wanted to take you home.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, see, this is just from bodybuilding fans that we have here right now weighing in.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Phil Heath yet.
Yes. And Melanie, I compliment you. You have beautiful eyes. Didn't she have, like, very captivating eyes? They were like glass, her eyes.
Honestly, bro, I'm such a positive energy type of person. I just read their energy. Like, and her energy was... So, like, I finally got a picture with Melanie, and I thought that was, like, awesome. But her personality, she's very
funny. Oh, she's funny, yeah.
Pissed
that she is.
Fuck yourself attitude. And
yep.
In a person, that is attractive to me. Because I hate fake-ass people that are not loyal. I can't stand, you know, I just don't like fake. And she's far from it. So there was a lot of them people on the 5%.
Oh, yeah.
Little Nina.
Oh, Nina's a chick. Oh, I like Nina. If you guys don't know Little Nina, look at her. Miss Quads, they call her. I know Nina via email and stuff. I wrote articles about her before she was in 5% and stuff. And she's been with them. That was like 3 or 4 years ago. She's been with them for like a year and change. And we never met each other in person. She lives in Louisiana. I'm up here in New York. And we finally met each other at Super League, and we've seen each other all weekend long. So it was really cool finally, you know, getting to see each other in person instead of just pictures and texts and emails and shit. So
another cool thing was, because my wife wasn't there, I ended up asking a lot of people that my wife's a fan of, like Jay Cutler, when we did an interview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I told Jay, I was like, hey, man, I haven't been, you know, away from my wife in 10 years. Would you mind doing a little video just to say hi to Maria? And CT Fletcher, nicest fucking guy.
Oh my God, CT, yeah, love him.
Samson, I don't think you can get any more humble than Samson.
Bro, that kid is an angel. He was thanking me for letting me take a picture with him, and thank you. I feel blessed. Like he's, and I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? I said, you fucking, you know, I was like, thank you. I'm saying, thank you. Are you kidding me?
The positive energy that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Really enjoying people, and he's full of that positive energy.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people were CT, very, very nice.
Yeah.
Hi. Honestly, I don't know how you can be that famous. I don't know if I would like that. Every time he took a step, he was mobbed.
Yeah, 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 he was.
On Ty's behalf, he took the time with each person, looked him in the eye,
talking to them. Yeah.
I think Ty's amazing.
He just looks like a fucking superhero, like. Right, like his size, he just looks like, you know, he just looks like he's one of these guys, like a famous Hollywood actor kind of look or something. It's just something about him, even like O'Hearn too. There's something about the way they look; they stand
Mike
out.
Mike is a walking Ken doll.
Yeah, yeah, Mike is the people.
He really is. He's just a walking Ken doll.
Yep. Yeah, a little Melanie. That's true. What Crazy Hawk said, the $900. I don't know if it's one and the same. The comment, but yes, that is totally accurate. Kicking the balls, 900, but he was also in a Superman suit, hogtied and handcuffed. That's little details. When you think about the ball kicking, all that other stuff is just small details.
Dude, don't even get me on these fetishes. I watch these dons at work. Alyssa told me a story, man. I'm going to share this story with you because I'm sure she wouldn't mind. She got paid to take a big-ass large iced cup of coffee, right? The cup. The dude paid her shit ton of money so he can piss in this cup, wait till it got room temperature, and drank it in front of her.
Well, she pissed in the cup, you mean?
She pissed.
Okay,
in
you
cup.
Said he pissed in the cup. I'm like, what is she doing? Yeah, right.
Whoa.
He
waited till it cooled down, and then
sorry
drank
about that.
The son of a bitch.
My fucking my tripod got fucked up.
Where in your fucking life, where in your childhood,
what went wrong?
Some piss was gonna get you sexually aroused. I'm blown away.
I'm gonna refrain. I won't say anything.
You're being good. Don't tell me you drank piss.
I will not answer that. Not Alyssa's.
Well, you sound
not Alyssa's. But not Alyssa's, but my missus, though. So, I'm into a lot of different things, bro.
Joe, you are. Oh my God.
You have to love the person. I wouldn't, you know, not
I
like a.
My wife, when I ain't having a shit in my mouth.
At lunch, I wouldn't know if I would eat it. Come on, Joe, do tell. Can he ask? Nothing wrong with taking it from the tap, bro.
Hey,
I don't want to do the cup, but why? It's nicer when it's hot and fresh. Why wait for it to go room temperature in the cup? I'd rather.
I think it was the carrying on the conversation type of aspect.
Damn, well, that is a little strange. What I'm doing is totally normal, though, right?
It's okay if it's warm, hot piss coming from the tap, but just don't let that son of a bitch cooled down by 3 degrees.
It ruins the. It's in the moment. It's got to be. And it, plus, it's where it's coming from. It's not just piss. It's like where the fucking, you know, where's the reservoir? What is the reservoir? The vagina.
You know what, man? I'm gonna interview you on Rough House. Kevin. I don't want to talk about anything. We're just gonna talk about your fetish. I'm the most columnist and owner. Piatro. But I just want to know about your fishes now.
Big C, wish Joe put that on YouTube. Joe, you get down, bro, little Debbie.
Andrew.
Oh, fuck.
The shit that I've learned about this guy over the weekend.
Oh, and that's only part of that. That's there is others. There are others. There is some stuff that I felt embarrassed to say.
You were embarrassed? I'm sitting there. I'm listening.
I've never tried that though. That I just know it's a fetish. Like there's a fetish in the gay community called docking. When before any of you fucking Mason, before you fucking Joe has a jet black dye hair fetish. I told you it's medium brown, Mason. Before any of you fucking Weisenheimers do anything. This was from Opie and Anthony. I don't know this from personal experience, but one of the two guys has to be uncircumcised. If both are, even better. And they put their hard dicks together, and they, like, you roll the skin from the uncircumcised guy to the circumcised guy, or from uncircumcised to uncircumcised, and then you, like, use that to, like, jerk the guy off the fucking cock skin.
What'd you call that?
The uncircumcised skin from the dick, the cock skin.
Well, right? I know, but you called it
something. Oh, docking. Like you're docking a boat.
Docking.
Yeah. It was a joke on Opie and Anthony. They talked about it all the time. Docking is when you jerk off to Back to the Future.
Okay, so I know docking now. I know what a glass boat is.
Glass bottom boat.
Glass bottom
the boat. Coffee table that you shit up. The girl shits on it while you jerk off watching her shit on it. And you can put your face right up against the glass so you can feel like it's right on your face. Hot lunches, saran wrap wrapped around your chest or wherever you want it to be. You can't do it on your face because then you're going to suffocate. And then you get the girl to shit on you.
I need new friends.
He's going to go with you.
Caleb, I'm with you, man.
You know where the Dirty Sanchez is. I don't need to tell you that one. That's easy.
Oh, I know that one.
All right, yeah, okay.
Since Thursday, man.
Let's talk about. We hung out with. So I saw Robin Frank's name, and Robin Frank was at the Olympia. He hung out with us at the Alligator Bar. Yeah, Robin was fucking. I didn't even recognize him when I first saw him. He's like, Joe, you don't know who I am, right? And I'm like, he looks totally different. And then he's like, it's Robin Frank. I'm like, oh, God, shit. Then it hit me as soon as he said it. I'm like, duh. You know what the fuck's wrong with me? I wasn't even drunk yet.
Yeah, I tell everybody when they know that I'm friends with Rob. It's weird for me to call him Robert Frank because I'm so used to talking to him. But he is so completely different than his personality on YouTube, the little skits that he does.
Yes.
To know Rob, you gotta love Rob. Rob is a very chill. He's like me. He likes doing what he has to do and then come home, and that's it.
Yeah. Shoes from
reality.
But, yeah, Robert was there. He was there. Well, Joey Bag of Donuts was his buddy's name, the guy that was getting married at the bachelor party. Joey Bag. Yeah. In one of the Shoesmith fire-breathing videos, they Joey Bag of Donuts, and you see Robert. And I posted one. I got to post the second one where Steve Shoesmith lights his tongue on fire. The fucking guy was fucking – I love him. I love Shoesmith.
Rich said, what did you think about the 212 and Jose?
Okay. I didn't see much of the 212. I won't lie. I had made the predictions saying Flex and Heath were going to win. I wasn't making any big grand predictions with that. It was obvious. But Ashkenani is fucking really good, man. And he finished second, and Jose finished third. I did not see enough to comment on, what this guy should have looked like and was he that better. I can't lie. I didn't have a chance to do any, homework on that this morning. I just, I was doing shit before we started this show and I got to the office.
Hey, well, we just got lucky on the live coverage at the end of the link.
I got to read this one. I'm sorry, Mason. He's asking for this. How many men's physique guys got through their routine before Joey blew his load? Comerica, your thoughts? Oh. Did you see that fucking Flex Lewis place 15th in classic physique?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
I didn't see it. I didn't see any pictures. But when you place 15th, if you 16th is basically everybody that's if
Flex
there's
Wheeler?
What?
Flex Wheeler.
Yeah. If you play 16th in the IFBB show, that means you didn't play. So you could have 20 guys. They're only going to do 1 through 15. Everybody else is – they call it 16, but it's really NP, you know, DNP plays. I guarantee you Flex got thrown the bone for 15th.
You know what? Here's the thing with Flex Wheeler. Is I was just at the gym today talking to Dave. And you know Dave. He was a 90s IFBB pro.
Yes.
So he actually posted on Facebook to Dave what his thoughts on that, and I read it. And he's right. Flex Wheeler's on his own standard, a different standard. So when he comes onto the stage, not looking – now, mind you, it's a completely different division. It's
yeah.
Like bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be held at the last standard that the judges remember him.
Fracks on – yeah, as a IFBB bodybuilder, not a classic physique
so
competitor.
Yeah, so, like, you get a professional bodybuilder. Let's say Big Ramy, for instance, that comes in at 260, whatever he comes in at. If he was to do classic bodybuilding – and he had to shrink down, I guarantee you his ass would be at last place, even if he came in condition, because everybody remembers him for his size game.
Yes. And that may have been the case with Flex also. And Durham Charles, who's a former bodybuilder, but he's done classic physique since it started. He finished 13th. And I always liked him as a bodybuilder. I think he just looks totally out of place, you know, dieted down to this classic physique shit. Branch is such a nice guy. He talked and gave me tips for a good 40 minutes. Oh, very cool, man. Yeah, Branch and his wife were at the bar the last
Branch
night.
Yes, Branch, too, on the interview.
Yes, Branch and Trish Warren at the Black Skull booth. Lots of things at Yamamoto Nutrition, Nathan Diasha.
Guy.
Yeah, Guy Sister Nino. We got him. so we're looking forward to doing a lot of stuff, hopefully with Yamamoto, and I'm going to need it, and I'll talk to you after the show and tell you why.
I'm kicking myself in the ass because I had so many opportunities. I should have just thrown the camera on Little Monster Melanie and had her go with an interview.
You should have.
But I know. I wasn't even thinking. We got so much B-roll and Kevin doing everything and
yep.
Interviewing this one and interviewing that one. You got your hands. You have a lot of work to do.
I don't tell me. I know. I don't know if I'm up for it today. I'm
surprised you've been doing this show this week, honestly.
I know. I'm trying to fucking catch up and post last week's football show still. I didn't have a chance to post it before we went to Las Vegas. But, yeah, man, we got a lot of shit done. But to me, it looks like, you know, and you know, people are saying, like, you know, with Cedric placing 10th, it's so hard to peak twice in 1 year. And he really looked good in March at the Arnold when he won there. So Wolf's coming back. Yes, he's coming back for the Arnold. That is true, the Westeros. How about Powell Tamron?
That comment reminded me, the Arnold. We got a good interview with the real Mighty Mouse.
Oh, yeah, the 212 guy.
The 212. I guarantee you, when he goes and does the Arnold, he's going to win it all, man. When he sat there, and I never say this, as interviewing people, I don't get chills or something, but I am a big believer in the positive energy and putting it out there, you know, blah, blah, blah. I tell you guys, I tell you this all the time. The universe will reciprocate in good karma. He owned that interview.
Oh, he was great. That guy, he's...
He believes in the power of manifestation. So when you speak it to the universe, you're like, I'm going there, I'm going to kick ass, I'm going to win this son of a bitch. If he does not win, I'm going to be, like, surprised as hell. That is a very focused, determined guy. If you guys are not following the real Mighty Mouse on Instagram, check him out. That's a good dude.
Yeah.
Now, Crazy Hawk said Sarah Ice Queen made some noise on her post today.
Yeah.
Me and Monster Melanie were talking about. Is it okay if I talk about this?
Oh, me? Asking me?
Is it cool?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. We talk about whatever we want on this program.
Sarah, Melanie, I never get off into this negativity, but having talked with Melanie a lot today about Sarah, what a fucking twat Sarah is. How desperate, how much attention do you need to keep yourself relevant? You see what I'm saying? Like, she finds any opportunity. My husband this, my husband that. Bitch, you got it enough. You got to let it go. Let the man rest in peace. We met Chanel. How sweet is Chanel?
She seemed very sweet. Yeah, she was a very nice woman. We met her at in Vegas. Both days we were hanging out with the whole crew, and she was right there the whole time, and I thought she was a very nice person. She was seemed like quiet and very reserved and stuff. You know?
This one is over here talking about respect my husband, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Man,
it's ugly, the situation.
Go away, dude.
I'm like you. I'm like you, man. Let this guy fucking rest in peace. This back and forth shit on social media, regardless of what anybody thinks of it, and there's loads and loads. It takes you forever to even go through the comments on that post they put up, because there's just, and most of the comments are just useless. But it's like, this the worst time to fucking start doing this when it just happens. It's just still a fresh thing and stuff. And
but you know what, the world works in a mysterious way. All this negativity, I guarantee you her ass is going to be shipped back to Iceland where she belongs. this is the negativity she puts out there.
You know what? To me, I think that, wasn't she just giving Chanel praise in a post about Chanel's video?
For going to a pool party. Like, we just don't know Chanel. She's very genuine, and she misses the hell out of Rich, man. That was the hottest part, was having a conversation that without mentioning that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. She seems so quiet and like, you know, thanks, guys. True. Thanks for being here. Hi, how you doing? You know, yeah. That to me, she seemed like, yeah, she was just at that, you know, just kind of coasting, like to have to just get through the weekend because, you know, it was fucking, the weekend had to be done. It didn't seem like she was in a party mode to me. I don't know. Listen, I saw the clip. I don't know. I mean, I have no fucking no thoughts of it. But when I saw her in person, she did not seem like she was having a good time in Vegas. Put it that way. She seemed like she was just going about doing it.
Going through emotions.
That's exactly. And the first day, she looked really like, looked like she was like crying and shit, and had to pull herself together to fucking walk in that fucking City Athletic Club. That's their look to me.
That's what she was talking to us. She said it's hard for her because people want to reach out and say, I'm sorry for your loss, but at the same time she has to move on. So she doesn't want to feel like what's that word? The pity.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, and she's really in a tough situation. What a sweetheart, man. That's another one that did a video for my wife to say hi, Maria.
Oh yeah. And oh, okay, cool.
To do that, you know?
Yeah. I just think regardless of what anyone thinks, who's right, who's wrong, who's whatever. Because, like I said, the comments, that to me, that's almost worse than the post, is the fucking idiots commenting afterwards. Just fucking, if you don't comment on her post, it'll go away. It'll die a slow death. Yes. Joe, any thoughts on Anavar? That's more for chicks, Barbara. That's a very weak oral testosterone type of derivative, and it's more for women take that. Well, guys,
but,
at the end of their cycle,
you're
going to need a lot.
Less estrogenic types of effects. For men, it actually works hard. You will get harder.
But
on Anavar. So there is a lot of good stuff about Anavar.
You got to take a lot of it though.
You just got to double. I think it was like 40 milligrams or something like that a day.
That's the only thing. I'd rather just go with regular fucking test. Big C Green. Oh, I saw Melanie commented on the Sarah post. I like Melanie. I loved your comment something with the mugshot or whatever. Arrest warrant. I mean, I was fucking laughing. Bravo. good post.
We need to get an interview with Melanie. I'm telling you, because if you don't do it, I'm gonna do it for Rough House TV. But she needs some airtime, bro.
Melanie, you want? Would you like to come on the program one day? Hashtag deport Sarah Ice Queen. Melanie, if the invitation is there, if you would like to come on the show, we would love to have you one of these days. I know a lot of guys that take bar high dose. Yeah, that's it. Hi, sure. She said sure. Okay, we'll hook it up. We will definitely hook it up. But I think that time and a place, definitely not the time to do it, especially. The guy just was buried, and with the whole Olympia thing happening, you know, on the heels of his death, the last thing you need to do is to start fucking throwing shit out there, man. So
we had a great interview with Shuey too, and you know Shuey was taking it real hard. Steve Shoesmith, for people that don't know who Shuey is, he's a 5% OG from where is he? Europe, right? Or England?
He's a Canadian. but lives in the UK. But he's like American, Native American. You know, they have in Canada too. There's Native. Yeah, that's just a.
You taught me a lot of words too. You bloody cunt muscle.
Cunt muscle.
The word for the weekend.
That was my favorite. Shoots me, guys. I really mean it. And he like hug you and stuff. He was so sweet.
I love the way he says my name. He's like
David.
Please talk to Joseph. We're about to freaking go to the.
I want to go somewhere with an atmosphere. He wanted to go party and like, I think he wanted to relive his fucking, what was that strip fucking troupe he was with?
Yeah.
The bow tie guys. What am I?
Chippendale.
Yeah, he wanted to relive those days, I think. So he felt the alligator bar was too quiet, even though we were fucking making a hell of a lot of noise. Yeah, holy shit. Oh man, yeah, a lot of good times, man.
Steve was a good guy, very very appreciative, very friendly type of thing. He misses Rich. Actually, he drove out there yesterday before we had left back home.
Yes, he went to California.
Back here in LA for 4.5 hours.
Yes.
To visit Rich's grave.
Visit the grave site. Yeah,
no,
grave
site. Still a lot on his plate. He's a good guy. I'm very glad to meet him.
Yeah. No, I liked Steve from the get-go, man, when we first started exchanging emails and shit. And then I knew it was going to be a great meeting in person. So I was, once I found out he was definitely going, I was like, oh, that's going to be a fucking fun one. And sure, it was. No disappointment there. But other than that, what did you think about the whole Olympia scene where everybody is all in one town together, all these pro bodybuilders, fitness people, and everybody, industry.
I had 3 days off from the gym, dude. I never do that. So I couldn't wait to go to the gym today, but being around that energy was great. The Olympia on Friday was dead.
The expo, yeah. The expo
the
sucked.
The expo was completely dead.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
How easy we maneuvered and did interviews and got around. What between the Super League and the Olympia, which event did you enjoy more? Mine was Super League.
You know what? For different reasons, I enjoyed both. I think if I had to pick one, I would say Super League because the expo was a disappointment Friday, but very good on Saturday. Super League to me was cool both days. We were right in the middle of the action. I'm going to be putting videos up. It's kind of hard to explain. I did the live feed from it and shit, and it was only for like 5 minutes and some of you guys jumped in. Paolo's bicep. I'm not sure. I don't know what the energy injury is. I did DM Big C, but I didn't get a chance to look at it before I started the show asking him. It was like 5 minutes before we started. Paolo tore his bicep. It looked like he did tear it, but you can't mean just by his reaction, but who the fuck knows? But if somebody's saying that, then unfortunately he's going to be that's a tough injury. That's what Crystal's husband had that. Remember, he was showing, talking about it, the same injury.
Crazy Hawk said, Prophet Pussy never went and showed up at the Olympia to knock anybody out. Mike, I don't know why you sound surprised, bro. That's what trolls do. We have a certain troll here that's a piece of shit, too, and, you know, he's just a troll. So you can't really expect anybody to be different, so.
Big C, it's a tendon tear. He's going to the doctor today, actually. He should have already been. So, yeah, so he tore a fucking tent. So, yeah, it looked fucking shitty in the photo I caught of at that one moment where it looked like it happened. It definitely looked like something was bad. It was pretty fucking shitty, man. Paolo really looked good, and he was doing fucking great in that Super League. He's a fucking huge fucking dude, man. I don't call him the freak for nothing, man.
That's like little Nina, too. Little Nina, like out of 100 competitors. And she was feeling like gas, man. That veggie burger fucked her up.
Yeah.
She still came in third place.
Yeah,
she was not feeling good.
No,
but
he was
that
not.
That 5% crew, dude, they're no joke. It's like Strength Cartel, too. Those are good-ass guys, man.
Yep.
I like that. I get along with everybody.
Oh, me too, man. Hey, let me just play the commercials really quick because we got about 5 and change left, man.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class Vets bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Use this special code, guys, MSM20. You will save 20% off your entire order store-wide. No fucking small print. Anything on the site, the end of your order total, you're going to get 20% off using that special code MSM20 at IronMagLabs.com. So we got a couple of minutes left to go. Yeah, all in all, a great week.
Nina is now ranked 5th in the world in her division.
Oh, wow. Fucking Nina. Fucking Nina's really, she's fucking solid, man. She's strong looking, and obviously she is because of that result. Night, Joe, looking forward to seeing the content from the Olympics. Me too, P. Kenny. I haven't had a chance to look it over yet. We've been too fucking busy. But, yeah, we saw a lot of cool people there. We met a lot of fucking amazing people. I want to thank all of the guys on the feeds and shit and the people that are obviously the guys that came with us and met us, and we had that group text going, and we had 12 to 15 people hanging out in that little spot at a bar that was involved with our crew and seeing guys wearing MSM fucking shirts. I got to tell you, bro, after doing this for years as a one-man show, it felt really fucking good, and I don't want to sound like a fucking puss, but that was like, it was very like, not emotional, but it was like satisfying. Like, I was like, motherfucker, I'm doing this shit and I'm doing it hard and it's paying off finally.
Exactly. Guys, you have just watched The Grinch Is Hot live on Instagram.
Yes, Instagram Live. But MSM family, like Thea said, definitely it's growing by the fucking day. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's the truth. And I started to notice this year's Arnold, past March, how things were starting to get better and things were growing. And this Olympia just reiterated that. And I know we're going to all be UI and Kevin. We've already discussed it. We're doing the fucking three-man team at the Arnold as far as coverage goes. But I want everybody that can make it, over 7 people wore that shirt. Amazing. Thanks, Jose, you fucking cock. But whoever can make the Arnold, fucking great time, man. I'm telling you, we're going to have a ball and, you know, hanging out and meeting each other and having a couple of drinks together. But we're going to do everything that we can to make it the best fucking product out there, where I know nobody else does this shit like we do, man. And I had strangers telling me that, man, your fucking shows and the shit that you guys do, nobody does that shit, man. That's why we fucking like it. And it makes me feel fucking nice, you know, like, man, you know, I'm just being me. I'm just like Rocky says, I'm just a bum from the neighborhood. You know, I'm just,
That's what you attract, is that energy that I keep saying. But if you're real, people feel that kind of vibe and they're real back to you. The fake people won't get it.
Yeah.
You know, the ass kissers that kiss ass, like Phil Heath's entourage that went through that New Orleans, that thing was like a mile long.
Yeah.
It was all a bunch of ass kisses.
It was fucking bad.
I couldn't imagine being surrounded by yes men all my life.
It was fucking, yeah, it was fucking lame looking, the whole thing, man. But we got a good group of guys that we work with, that we fucking hang with, and we're going to have a lot more cool shit coming down the road. But as far as this show goes, guys, Monday show, Muscle Sport Radio, I want to thank fucking Comerica for jumping on to co-host today, because I thought of an airport yesterday. I said, hey, you want to co-host tomorrow, man? Let's fucking do it, man. So that's it. I mean, we got a minute left, so we're just going to close it out now. Wednesday will be NFL Coast to Coast, of course. We'll recap week 2 and do our week 3 predictions. I believe I'm at 12 wins going into the Giant game tonight, where I have the Giants. I lost last night's game. We both, I think, had Green Bay, and Atlanta won. But I believe if I remember correctly, I looked this morning, I had 12, which I said I needed to go 12-4 to get back into the respectability. So hopefully I can win one more tonight. We both have you have Detroit, actually. Ooh, so this is a good one tonight, then. So that is going to do it for us this week on Muscle Sport Radio. I am Joe Pietaro, and thank you to my buddy, partner in crime, Miss Fucking Scoys, guest co-host today. We'll see you guys Wednesday, and of course, Thursday. Ask me anything. We'll be back for more, guys. Take care. All right. right. Hang on.
That was fun, dude. It always goes so fast.
Let me just end this.